Good morning. 6:03, yeah, 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. I got out early again today. If you look at the picture, you can tell it's dark. August the 4th. 6:03, August the 4th. 2013. So, yesterday I found out that I wasn't paying attention over the weekend to the Worldcon. And I found out that Merle Lafferty won the Campbell Award. It was her second. 16:38, not great. Anyway, I can't do a fast walk in the dark. It's just not happening. So anyway, yeah, it's her second and I think final year of eligibility for the Campbell Award. So it was great. Somebody I know, somebody I have commiserated with about writing, somebody whom I respect greatly, won the Campbell Award. Best new author, which is amusing given that she's hardly a new author. It's just that they didn't recognize her before she was published by a big publisher. Go figure. And on the other side of the coin, I found out last night, Anne Crispin, who was one of the Ryden authors, went through a lot of crap about the same time I did last year with Ryden. And she said goodbye. She apparently put a post on Facebook and it got picked up by Star Trek News. It's going to be her final post because she probably doesn't have much time left. And that's so sad. Yet another reminder of mortality. And at my age, another reminder isn't really welcome. Making noise, I can hear it. I'm going to carefully shift the microphone so it's not rubbing. I hope not rubbing against stuff. Theory, it's still recording. It says it's still recording. Okay. So, a while back I did some lines for Campfire Theater or something. The Dentist. And I played The Dentist, which is odd given my state of anxiety over dentists. That I should narrate The Dentist in a horror story. But, it's there if you want to listen to it. There's a link on my multimedia page. You can probably Google it. Look back through the tweet stream. My tweet stream is not that long these days, so. Oh, and this morning, speaking of getting underway early, this morning is dark. Just before sunrise, I got it in my head that I was tired of sitting, so I figured I would get up and walk. I woke up the kid before I left. I I should have enough time to wake her up again when I get home if she's not awake. It's another beautiful morning though. It's warm. It's almost 70 degrees already and humid. Which doesn't seem fair somehow. It's dark. It should be cold. At least cool. Oh well. Yesterday was rather a scorcher. It's supposed to be hot again today. Today is, what, Wednesday? Yeah, everything is all thrown off because this is Labor Day weekend. It was interesting, I did see Chuck Wendig's post about Worldcon, it's his recap, and how he was sort of bemoaning the lack of youthful presence at Worldcon. And unfortunately, I think the biggest problem that Worldcon has is that they run almost always opposite DragonCon. So DragonCon is cheap, it's big, it's very much fan-oriented. And there are a lot of people who go to Dragon Con just because it's Dragon Con and don't really feel the connection with Worldcon. I did see Dan Thompson went and he had a good time. I should go to Worldcon. And of course, Merle Afferty and Jim Van Verth went and all of the normal characters, the usual suspects, as it were. Oh, we're all at Worldcon, just based on the photographs I saw. Now that I know a Campbell Award winner, perhaps I'll go next time and she can introduce me around. I gotta get my books out. I gotta get my books together. I gotta get my shit together here. Get my poop in a group, as my younger brother has said more than once. Tired today. I'm not quite sure why I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm fatigued, tired. I did work on Half Share yesterday. I got so close. But I'm finding this is the book where we went through and changed every freaking contraction into did not, do not, would not. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? And when you straighten them out, when you make them sound correct, they don't. I have to fix the sentences back the way they were. Can't just change the contraction. It's kind of a pain. So yeah, Half Share is taking forever. In part because I'm really having a hard time sitting down and grinding through it after having gone through Quarter Share. Pain. So I'm going to get through Half Share and I'm going to put down the editing red pen for a while because tomorrow I've got high school kids. So yeah, tomorrow afternoon's going to be booked. So maybe I can get Half Share done today. And then the 15th is my book bub day. So I need to spend some of the weekend getting quarter share ready, get the ebook form put together. Oh, and one of the people that I met online has been having fun with the share series. He just sent me half a dozen changes for things he found in the latest files. I have to say that the errors are getting less common and less egregious. Which is good. He also didn't find any in half and quarter share, only in half and full, which I thought was interesting since there are at least a half a dozen left in quarter share that I haven't fixed yet. I did slap the monk pole, did I say it? I'm so not here today for some reason. Not exactly sure why. A little spacey. Well, I did have a bit of coffee before I left. Not enough. I also didn't get anything to eat yet today, so I'm running a little bit on empty. So, another day, another book. I have to start writing new stuff. I have a feeling once I start writing new stuff, I'll get energized again. For that big spurt of energy that I had to get Capture Share out. Well, I'll get another spurt of energy when I start putting Owner Share out. I should probably put together an afterword for that book just to let people know. Because so many people, I really don't understand it. So many people see the end of the share books as the end of Ishmael Wong. And it's not like I haven't made an announcement to the effect that there will be more share books. But everybody's reading Captain Share and saying, oh, well, the end of Ishmael Wong is the next book. I'm sorry that it's the end of the series, blah, blah. Oh, well, okay. I guess those kinds of comments are more about the reader than they are about reality. Or the reality that I'm aware of. Dark clouds against the light sky. This camera doesn't do as well with low light. I noticed that yesterday when I took the early morning picture. And then I suspect today it'll be pretty much the same. There was a lot of artifacting in the camera device. So you get a lot of little pixel spots that don't actually get recorded. Took a couple of photos and then added them together if I'd get anything. Anything less pixelated. Clouds are pretty today. not seeing any geese this morning. A couple of days I've seen geese flying around early. And it is getting to be that time, so you'd think after almost 20 years of living here, I would be used to having Canada geese flying everywhere. But I'm not. The sound of them is still has that ability to excite me in a kind of wow, listen to that way. Then again, so do airplanes. I wonder what it is. Maybe it's just flying that I find so interesting. So yeah, speaking of flying, I went into EVE Online and my main corp has another war going. It doesn't seem to be as many people logging in with this corp anymore. I may have to quit. Look into what it takes to form my own corp. I'll have to come up with a good name for the next series of books too, so perhaps I'll come up with something that I can use for that as well. Oh, comes the old collie. Somebody else who was fooled by the darkness. It's not cold out this morning. She's got her coat around her waist. Obviously brought it out. Seventeen and a half on the backside. That's pretty normal. Anyway. That little notice lets me know that I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.